Texts and emails are just part of the workday for many of us, and we're often sending them on company computers and on our phones.
Well, now the Supreme Court will decide if what we type in the office is ever private. A police officer from California says his boss violated his rights by reading racy messages that he sent friends. So when can your company track what you do on the web? Good question. Here's Jason DeRusha.
Do you ever send a personal email out while you're at work?
Sometimes.
Is my boss watching or not?
Oh, my. Is this going to be on the news? That would be, yes.
Hi, how are you? Or here's the cute joke of the day.
We all do it. For most of us, it's an innocent email.
Well, I probably sent 5 today.
Okay, yeah, and I probably 3 times that today. No.
Some use the company phone for personal business.
I just got to send my wife a text.
Clean or dirty?
What do you think?
We never think about the boss reading every word.
When you're at work, do you think you have any right to privacy?
I should have a right to privacy, yeah.
I would say no.
We're on the boss's time. It's their nickel.
When we go to work, do we have any privacy rights?
If you are going to a private employer, generally, no.
Marcy Frost is an employment attorney with Moss and Barnett.
Stuff you put in your desk, it's the company's desk.
The case pits a SWAT team sergeant from Ontario, California, against his police chief.
The Supreme Court is looking at this case because the police officer whose boss got a hold of his text messages on the company pager works for the government.
Do people working for the government have more or less of a right to privacy?
They have more of a right because they are protected by the Constitution.
The Fourth Amendment prohibits unreasonable searches and seizures, which may protect government workers.
I recommend the next time you have an issue at work, bring in the Constitution.
Okay.
Works every time.
He told me to.
But the courts have ruled that employees at private companies check most of their constitutional rights at the door. So the text, the email, the Facebook, and the Twitter all could be used against you.
In private employment, even if the employer does not have a policy, the wise employee would assume that there is no privacy when using the company's equipment. Jason says there are some practical limitations to this. If you send a personal email using Gmail or Hotmail from your work computer, it's more difficult for your company to get at the content of that message, but they certainly can track the websites that you visit.